Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens. A production of WQPT. PBS for the Quad Cities region. A podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is The Cities. Two of the cities are seeing explosive growth in their downtowns, thanks in part to construction of the new Interstate 74 bridge. Moline is rethinking its entire downtown, thanks to the huge footprint that will be left behind after the old bridge is dismantled. And the same is occurring in Bettendorf, where a drive-through downtown in a bedroom community is now fast becoming a new destination point in the cities. The Downtown Bettendorf organization was created to make the most of those opportunities, and we talked with the head of the organization, Ryan Jancy. Well, Ryan, behind you is this massive construction project, $1.2 billion on an Interstate 74 bridge. Not only is it transforming Interstate 74, but it really is transforming both Moline and downtown Bettendorf.
Well, what it's doing is we're going to brand Bettendorf and the I-74 corridor as the gateway into the Quad Cities. What we're excited about is start capturing some of that activity and some of those visitors that come into our downtown. We're going to have a new elevator that's going to take you up to the walking path or the bike path that goes across the bridge. And when those visitors stop down here, we want to make sure that we're able to attract them into our downtown, whether that be the walkability, the beautification efforts, the urban park that's happening underneath the bridge, just a whole gamut of things we want to do to be a part of this renaissance that's happening in downtown Bettendorf.
An absolutely right word is renaissance. I mean, you think of the Centra Credit Union headquarters, you think of the bridges building, you've got the new office building near that. Is that really all pretty much because of the investment from the bridge, which has now transformed into also an investment in downtown Bettendorf?
Most definitely. What we're seeing is we're going to see a lot easy of a transition between Bettendorf and Illinois, Moline and Illinois, if you will, whether it be employees, whether it be visitors. Commercial properties are starting to sniff around a little bit because they're going to see this ease of transition between Iowa and Illinois. We're going to be able to attract customers over here. It's not going to be an issue with traffic anymore. We're going to see more development as we see the old bridge go away on the west side of downtown. Again, we want to foster that walkability, foster this beautiful river we have behind us, and make sure that's a part of our development and a part of our attraction of downtown Bettendorf.
We have talked a lot about what Moline's planning on doing. I believe it's 12 acres of land once the old bridge goes away. They're talking about mixed use. They're talking about public space. What is Bettendorf looking for that area where the old bridge exists now once that goes away in, what, 2022, 2023?
Correct. Well, the biggest excitement is the urban bridge that's going to be underneath the park. That's going to create connectivity to the north side of our downtown up by what I used to call Rocket Park, which is Meyer Park. That connects to the houses and to the residential neighborhood. That's going to allow them to walk to our downtown. And then the east-west side of that connectivity is really going to join that around and see some more development again on the west side of the bridge. We've had some interest in the former Village Inn area. We do have a new brewery on that side of town that's just getting started. And again, we've taken part in a housing study down here that shows that the market is able to support up to 376 market rate apartments or multi-residential, if you will. So we're going to see some more tire kicking and some more development down here. And that's really what we want to see down here. Our downtown thrives on businesses, people living, working down here, people living down here, and people coming to visit and play down here. And so we want to start putting a flag on all those different type of aspects of downtown and making sure that we're addressing everyone's needs.
Well, and it's really kind of interesting that we're talking this way, because when the interstate system was designed in the 50s and the 60s, so many communities actually died because it steered traffic away from them, of course. Now you've got a major interstate bridge that's being built, and you're looking for a way to link to it, actually grow because of it, and to make the most out of all that concrete that's above your head.
Correct. I mean, the bridge is economic development. You hit the nail on the head. In the past, we experienced a little bit of slowing down here because of the prospect of the construction, right? At one point, it was 10, 15, possibly 20 years of construction down here. It was hard to attract businesses down here when they knew that that there was going to be road closures and things like that. We are starting to come to the other side of it. A lot of the work above us is done. A lot of the street alignment in downtown Davenport is done. And now we get to start adding the flavor of it, if you will, with the beautification efforts and the urban park and the walkability and the traffic calming efforts to make downtown Bettendorf a destination rather than just a simple drive-through.
I was going to ask you, because most of the work, most of the concrete poured in Bettendorf for State and Grant Streets, that really is virtually done right now. What more has to be done other than the removal of the old bridge?
Well, that's pretty much it. Again, you're going to see a continuation of the construction happening down here, but that's going to be off the roads, right? That's going to be the construction of our urban park. The bridge coming down will go down a lot faster than the new one coming up, so that's going to happen before we know it. So we are excited for that. We want to start getting the word out here that we're here, we're open for business, and we want to start attracting some more commercial type of businesses, whether that be retail. We are a home improvement corridor down here, so we've been kind of hanging our hat on that. But again, we want to get to that walkability, that well-lit, you know, more events down here. We're going to see more of that. The city of Bettendorf has invested in some parking lots down here that are going to help with traffic, obviously, and people having a place to park, get out of your car and walk around our downtown and just experience things that are happening in here and the future that's about to come.
Yeah, those people who have lived in the Quad Cities for a while know that Bettendorf used to be just a place that the downtown you just drove through, and now there's reasons to stop. It's a far more inviting area. Let me talk about another problem that you guys have been facing downtown. Of course, everyone's facing is the COVID-19. How is downtown Bettendorf dealing with the pandemic? And do you see some of these local businesses at least adapting and coping with the, I hate saying the new normal, but basically that's what it is right now?
Yeah, I mean, we're Midwesterners, right? And so we're able to adapt and overcome to the best of our abilities. But what we are seeing is, again, we are a home improvement corridor down here. So if one thing has probably come out of the COVID, you're seeing some people investing in their homes again, maybe doing remodeling their kitchen or remodeling their living room. So we have plenty of interior decorators down here. We have kitchen and bath design. We have K&K, who has been a staple for downtown. So for the most part, we've been able to weather that storm. Our restaurants have been able to, work with the to-go orders, some patio seating, and it has affected them. But we're still seeing, the resilience of our property owners and our business owners down here to make the best of the situation we're in. And we are going to come out of it. We're confident of that. And we're looking forward to the future of downtown Bettendorf and again, enticing more retail, more commercial, and more living and working and playing in downtown Bettendorf.
As a downtown developer, I mean, you're looking at the other side of the wormhole as far as COVID-19 is concerned, and people are rethinking office space and how businesses and offices are going to be run. I know you have a major office building that's being constructed right now. Is that something that you look at for the future, like 10 years from now, will you need that much office space?
Yeah, I think you're going to see some people steer away from that. With the office space we have down here, again, is banks and lenders are making their home office down here. So I think people still like to have that face-to-face, right, with that person that may be lending them the money or the person that they are lending the money to. So we're going to continue to see that. What we do have down here also is the river, So if you are being asked to work out of your office, you're going to have a great view of the river, right? And you're going to have that ease of transition, of transportation across the river. It's not going to be an issue with traffic anymore. And so, again, I think, the sky's the limit. I think we are going to turn the corner on this COVID eventually, and you're going to still see people working in their offices and working in downtown Bettendorf.
The director of the Downtown Bettendorf Organization, Ryan Jancy.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.